The church of the earliest centuries was at one in its conviction that, in a mystery, the Lord Jesus was to be seen everywhere to those with eyes to see him. In the Gnostic Gospel of Thomas, for instance, Jesus was famously reported as saying, "Cleave the wood, I am there. Lift the stone, and thou shalt find me there." For the Apostolic Church, of course, of which we are a part, this was seen to be especially clear with respect to the Scriptures, the texts of the Jewish Church that make up our Old Testament writings. In the 24th chapter of St. Luke, for example, which we shall read in Eastertide, Jesus appears to some of his disciples on the road to Emmaus after his resurrection. But they recognize him only after he has shown them himself in the texts of Scripture. Beginning with Moses and all the prophets, we are told, Jesus interpreted to them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. The word and wisdom of God can be recognized by the human mind only when he is seen as the one who lies behind and is expressed in the universal creation. But the surest and clearest way to see him in all things, says the Apostolic Church, is to see him first and foremost as the one who lies behind and is expressed in the history and the prophetic utterance of the Lord's peculiar people, that is to say, in their Scriptures. Somehow in this history, in these writings, the expression of the mind of God is less diffuse, more clearly focused. And yet, even the Lord's most insightful students could not, in the first instance, recognize him there. O foolish and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken, he said to those same disciples who could not see wisdom in a man upon the cross. Was it not necessary that the Christ should suffer these things and enter into his glory? He who has ears to hear, let him hear, says Jesus, to those who hear the parable of the sower in our second lesson, and to his disciples, the key, the sower sows the word. And so we see quite clearly that the parable, like the dream of Pharaoh, is one. Jesus is both the sower and the seed. Jesus is the Word, the sower who sows himself in human hearts. And my work is to find him in myself, to hear that word that he speaks to me and only to me, to hear that word that is me. And this, of course, is the whole spiritual life, and especially in this holy season of Lent, to find Christ everywhere, to hear him speaking my whole self in the depths of my poverty and my loneliness, and also to recognize him speaking in the poverty and loneliness of my neighbor. The work of Lent is to listen to Christ speaking both in me and awaiting that meeting in which he will overcome my poverty and loneliness by presenting him to me through the poverty and loneliness of my neighbor, and overcome my neighbor's loneliness by presenting him to that person through my poverty and my loneliness. But how hard it is to find Christ in the midst of my suffering. And how hard it is to confront the suffering of my neighbor with enough love to find him there. So what must we do to be saved? If you want to find Christ in yourself, says the Apostolic Church, and if you want to find him in your neighbor, then you must first search the Scriptures. find him in every word of Scripture. And as he begins to appear there, he will arise in your heart and over the horizon of the countenance of your neighbor. And so we turn to Scripture. And we see Joseph. What do we see in Joseph? We see the well-beloved of his father, who was clothed in his father's glory, the coat of many colors. We see the well-beloved betrayed by his own, by his father's other sons, and sent into Egypt. We see the one who, all unknown to his betrayers, as a direct result of their betrayal and for their sake, is sent before them into what they would enter as a land of famine and want, in order to prepare for them bread and life. That is simply to say that in Joseph and in his history and his story, what we see is Christ. Joseph and his history speaks Christ. And what is Christ saying to us in Joseph and his words to Pharaoh? The dream of Pharaoh is one. God has revealed to Pharaoh what he's about to do. All your dreams, he's telling us, all your thoughts, all your anxious thoughts in the night are one. All reveal what God must do in your soul. For underlying them all, whether you know it or not, is your inarticulate longing for God and God's still small voice calling you to your beloved. The dream, he tells us, is one. So what is Christ telling me in my dreams, in my longings? Well, what does he say in Joseph? There will come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, says Christ. But after them there will arise 7 years of famine, and all the plenty will be forgotten in the land. Through the words of Joseph, he is describing the spiritual life. I am the sower who sows myself, says Christ. My business is to give you bread and to give you life. So listen, hear the word and receive it. Hear me and receive me. And if, even for a moment, you find yourself bearing fruit, then all the food of that good year you must lay up for food. For that food shall be a reserve for the land of your soul against years of famine. The spiritual life is filled with many ups and downs. The sower is sowing the word continually sowing himself, scattering himself everywhere. But the word will not always take root. And yet in the moments that it does take root, in the moments in which we recognize ourselves spoken by the word, then that food we must store up in our memory for the times of dearth, for those times will surely come. The dream is one. Our whole life is one. Our whole life speaks Christ. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. But like those disciples on the road to Emmaus, we will only have ears to hear and eyes to see when we have met with the interpreter, with Zaphnath Paneah, the revealer of secrets, who is himself the secret of our hearts.
if we meet him in Scripture, in ourselves, and if we store up his words as our daily bread, then in spite of times of famine, or perhaps because of them, then he will be set over the whole land that is our soul. And in that land, the one who is God of God and light of light will be espoused to our inmost heart, to Asenath, the gift of the sun. And then, as once the Egyptian shouted, "Bow the knee before Joseph," so may all that is within us bow to him, and with our tongues may we confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The dream of Pharaoh is one. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.